AT Mobile.
Tag, KO4HKX. Just riding around enjoying a beautiful day. How about you?
Early today, Courtney sent me a text message that the younger kid may have broken his arm at school, so headed home.
Probably not. Definitely not be a good thing.
Back here right now, she sent me a picture of him sitting there with a sling, you know, his arm in a sling. So, yeah, it's just, you know, interesting day.
Why you were on the radio this early, but I guess that'd make a good reason. I thought normally you didn't get off till around 3 o'clock.
It's usually the case, just a little bit early today. Hey, Martin, come on in here.
Good afternoon, Eric. W2JKT, K4JMA. Got to learn my new call.
About that earlier today, I couldn't remember if it was W4 or K4, so K4JMA, Kilo4JMA, right?
I'm sorry to hear about Courtney's son. I hope it's not really broken and maybe just sprained or something.
She's swelling up pretty good by the time she got to the school, so, and this is the same arm he broke last year, playing at the monkey bars at the city park, so hopefully it's not like a re-break of the same fracture or something. I don't know if that's a thing, but, you know, they're at urgent care now waiting on x-rays.
Okay, well, I wish him the best. That's never fun. I tell you, it's was taking me long enough to get over this tendon surgery. I'd hate to think about having a break at my age.
That, but you know, I guess I'll find out more of this as I get closer to home. I'm hoping that they'll be done at urgent care by the time I get there. But I need to run around and get, you know, ice packs and some children's Motrin and stuff like that. So yeah, make sure he's taken care of. But hey, Patrick, how many more stops you got today? Martin, have you ever talked to Patrick?
So, don't believe I have. If you're listening, good afternoon, Patrick. What does Patrick do?
Has a tool truck. I'm not sure which one, but yeah, he goes around and sells tools out of one of those big tool trucks.
Very good. Gosh, this repeater times out so quick, or the tail so short. I'm so used to talking on N4LRD where it hangs in there for 3 or 4 seconds, and if you don't let it drop, it times out. Even though, you know, it doesn't. The timer is set on the carrier drop, not on the input drop.
Enough time, it'll time out, and nobody will talk.
Well, I'm sitting here with Randy's transponder test set on my bench and a Garmin transponder, but nothing is cooperating right now. I'm beginning to wonder if this transponder is good or not. It was in a box he had. He thought it was good, but I'm beginning to think it's not. I'm not getting any replies out of it, but it's getting interrogated. What it is at this point. I need to go pull up the manual, like the install manual, make sure I'm not missing some input that I'm supposed to have. I thought it was pretty clean cut, just power and ground, and it comes up and it's drawing about an amp, and but it doesn't seem to be replying to the interrogation. I verified there are interrogation pulses coming out of the test set, and I had the test set running with an airplane in the hangar, and it was getting replies, and you could see them on the detector output, but it still wasn't registering anything, and that's the problem I was trying to troubleshoot. But now this one, I don't know if this transponder's going to work or we have to get another one, but anyway, that's what I'm up to this afternoon. Emily's gone down to Atlanta to get her hair done.
Is somebody local in Seneca that can do it yet?
You know, it's only been since June, so you know how, I don't know if you know, but some women and their hairdressers, they just don't want to leave.
Accountants, I'm still having my taxes done by the guy back in Seneca.
Sometimes it's hard to move on, so anyway, I'm also updating my GPS database at the same time here, so while talking to you, multiple things going on here. I don't know, did I ever tell you about my laser problem, how it was messing up?
That last time where, you know, you ordered this laser and it had gotten damaged in shipping or something like that or whatever.
Finally got a resolution to that. I sent them a bunch of data and screenshots and I got this reply from them that says, go here and here and change this setting to off and see what that does. And I'll be damned if that didn't fix it.
thing. It didn't require, you know, at least it was just a setting and not something you had to actually rip out of it and replace.
I was like, okay, the engineer in me wants to know what that setting does, because it was something like ignore rising edge PWM pulse or something like that, and, you know, something really esoteric. And being on double E, you know, yeah, I understand what PWM is and rising edge, but what is that thing related to? So I never did get the phone once or twice, and I never was around to answer. So anyway, it seems to be fine now, and I don't know why it was set that way in the first place.
Worked out. I know it's been a source of frustration for you for a while, but it's always nice when it ends up being something simple like that.
Certainly is. Certainly is. I was just flabbergasted that one setting like that. I mean, I can understand, but you'd like to understand what that does and why that did what it was doing.
Sometimes it's enough to just, you know, say, okay, it works now, and I'm not going to worry about it anymore. So move on to something else, right?
I was helping a friend of mine who flew me down to Atlanta to pick up the airplane. He has a panel mount, or he's really a handheld aviation GPS, a Garmin GPS Map 496, and it wasn't working. It was, you know, when you first power the plane up, it would capture satellites and come up, and then after a while, it would say no satellites found. Well, I got to doing some troubleshooting. I brought it here and thought maybe, well, there's a loose antenna connection or something. No, put it on my back porch, warmed it up, let it run for a couple hours, no problems, bend cables, can't get anything to cut loose. And then, so I went out there today and put it in, sure enough, started capturing satellites and turned on the old Norco radio, and boom, it suppressed the heck out of those signals. So there's obviously a spur. Excuse me, I'm eating peanuts. I shouldn't be. A spur coming out of there that's suppressing the amp on the receiver.
A lot of these little side projects going on right now, but yeah, it seems like they're fun anyway, at least. It's fun to get in there and just kind of troubleshoot things, you know, get into the nitty-gritty of these things. Yeah, I have a lot less interest in it than I used to, but then again, I guess I'm not retired, so, you know, working on electronics all day, it's kind of the last thing I want to do when I get home. But, you know, I do have a project working on at home. I 3D printed Courtney a seven-sided star, which is like one of the symbols that her favorite band uses. And I put some LED lights in it, some RGBs, and a controller. And I was putting it up in her room, and I bought a power supply for it, not realizing I had ordered a 5-volt power supply, but they sent me a 12-volt power supply. So as soon as I plugged it in, everything blew up. So I have to replace all the LED strips in it. And that's what I'll be doing this weekend, as sort of a home electronics project. But it's a little bit more motivating than, you know, just about anything else, because it's for her.
In that, I do. Well, see, you got yours too. It's just different, that's all. Well, I'm trying to help my friends out with their troubles, you know, and that pays off. I mean, basically, I'm trading consulting and troubleshooting fees with Dan for fuel for flying me down to Atlanta and back twice. So I gave him some money the first time. He refused the money the second time around, and he said, I want you to help me troubleshoot my GPS. And I said, okay, fine. So I'm kind of working off debt on that one.
You scratch my back is perfectly legitimate. So, you know, we do it all the time for, you know, for our friends. But speaking of friends, are you free for lunch tomorrow?
Not. I've got to go to Anderson tomorrow with Emily in the early afternoon, so no, I can't make it this time.
Next week. I didn't think to get in touch with you about it in time for this week, but I'm taking Friday off from work this week. But yeah, next week if you're around, we can do it.
Sounds good. Like to do that again. So let's see. What else is going on? Oh, Dan has just finished putting together a K-1, Elecraft K-1, that somebody he knows bought as a kit and got partway through it and didn't finish it, so that's what's been keeping him busy lately. I think he's got it, at least the receiver's up and running. I think he was going to check the transmitter out today, so I don't know much about that radio. I just know it's a little QRP rig.
It's a nice radio. I think the Clemson Club has a couple of them. But, yeah, there's like a QRP, like the K1 and K2, I think, are QRP, and then the K3 is like 100 watts or something like that. But, hey, let me check for Patrick again. KO4HKX, did you ever make it back?
KO4HKX.
I'll not leave you out.
Getting ready to get out again to go to the next stop. Didn't mean to leave y'all hanging, but when I put back into a stop and they come running at me, I got to get out and take care of them. But you have a safe trip, and I hope Courtney's son didn't break his arm there, and hopefully not. So y'all take care. I'll be clear. 73, KO4HKX.
73.
Patrick, drive safe, and take care of those people. That's something people running at you to do business, to give you money. That's a good deal. W2JKT with K4JMA.
With K4JMA. Yeah, no, that's always a good thing. You know, when the pandemic hit, you know, we had people running out of the woodwork to buy our tools and throw us money, so that was great. Not so good this year, but, you know, still making it. But, yeah, it's a good problem to have when people can't wait to give you their money.
Mine's always got their hand out, so eager to take it. I tell you, you wouldn't believe the penalties Emily and I are paying for having too much income on our Medicare premiums.
Believe it.
It's almost like, you know, it cost us right now almost as much as buying insurance on the open market because some property that Emily and her family sold.
They're going to stick it to you every chance it gets, and that now they're talking about raising the Social Security retirement age to 70 and making your benefit based only on how many years you contribute and not your income. So they're basically going to cut benefits for anybody who they think makes too much money and instead make benefits based just on the number of years that you paid in.
They call that equity. Four-letter words myself, which I can't say on the air, so anyway. Well, where are you on your trip?
Harley dealer just around Greenville. I haven't been paying attention to the exit numbers, but I'm probably, I don't know, if I had to guess, somewhere in the neighborhood of Woodruff Road.
No idea where you are. I don't get over that way much anymore. My sister used to live over near GSP Airport, so that's about the only thing I know about that area over there, except when I happen to go up 85 towards North Carolina sometime.
Get it? I don't know where I am right now, but I guess I get that way when I'm talking on the radio a lot. Let's see, I'm coming up on the nav, 52, exit 52, yeah, so, or mile marker 52. So, yeah, I just passed Woodruff Road and just head on up. I got about 40 more miles on 85 before I get off.
Did I tell you how much it cost me to get my my cut wires fixed in the plane?
I mean, it had to be done, and we were just guesstimating it was going to be, you know, a couple $1,000 or something, but what did it end up being?
It had to be $930.01, and of course they got the autopilot updated for free, the firmware in there. That was under warranty, but holy cow. They said the wire was cut in two places, behind the circuit breaker panel and then like a foot from the magnetometer in the back. And I know it couldn't have been cut back there because I didn't ever go back that far. So I don't know how much to trust them, but, you know, it is what it is. And I didn't find it myself, so I paid the price dearly.
And you just never know anymore, really. You know, it really kind of depend on people being honest and trustworthy. And, you know, I've come to the point where I just don't think that way by default. You know, somebody's got to show me that they're honest and trustworthy. You just can't really assume it anymore.
Well, I wasn't down there supervising, and I kept asking questions about, well, where was it cut? Where was it cut? And all I got was third-hand information, so transcribed by their paymaster, so I don't put a whole lot of credibility in what information I got. But at that point, you've tasked them to do the job, and they did the job, and it's working, and I paid them, and it's over. So it's nice and safe in my little hangar, all ready to go and washed.
beautiful day to fly. I don't know. Have you been up today?
And I've been working on stuff for other people. I thought about it, but I'm here with the dogs by myself, and I didn't want to go off and leave them a long time. So, and I've already been out to the airport for other things. So, anyway, I'll get to it another day before too long. Excuse me. Sorry about that. That came before I could let off on the mic.
Well, we still need to have you up to Shelby sometime. I don't live too far from the airport up there. Good places in town to eat for sure. So, you know, let me know anytime you feel like making the little trip. It's probably only about 40 minutes in the air.
One time, I believe that's about right. It's not too bad. So I got to go over to Rock Hill sometime soon when the guy calls me and tells me he has the TKR 850 repeater ready for me. I'll go over with Dan, I think, and pick that up. And I'm thinking about going over to the cable TV place, you know, Northland Cable, what used to be Northland Cable, and I've listened to their repeater frequency, and I don't hear any activity, so I'm wondering if maybe I could get on their tower.
And I know since Vive took it over, you know, they may not be using RF for dispatch anymore. It's probably all based on cell phones now. So I know they had that little tower over their building on Pine Street, which is a pretty high place. So, yeah, it might be worth talking to them and finding out.
Talking about, and they already have a double dipole, you know, vertical antenna near the top of the tower, which I could probably adapt because I'm sure it's wideband enough to make it to 462, 467. So I'm gonna pop in there one of these days here pretty soon, maybe tomorrow. I'll do that, and or I could get out of here and go try this afternoon. There are always cars there. I guess that's where they the equipment depot and where they work on broken modules, but you know, everybody has such terrible things to say about their service.
You have a utility like a cable company or cell phone company, there's no shortage of people that are unhappy with them, but I never had a problem with Northland. You know, the people who actually worked there and did the work were nice people, and you know, they cared about doing a good job. I think it was just mainly, you know, some people can't be happy.
Yeah, and that's the kind of business when you mess with people's TV and internet, they get irate in a hurry. So when you got thousands of customers, it's easy to have somebody offline anytime. So W2JKT Mobile, K4JMA.
JKT. Yeah, I mean, you're never going to be able to make all the people happy all the time. There are always going to be people that are upset about something. So I take online reviews and stuff with a grain of salt because, you know, people who have an okay experience and are happy with what's going on are a lot less likely to go out of their way to write an online review than people who are, you know, upset and bitter and looking for revenge. So, you know, I always take online reviews with a bit of grain of salt.
That's all beside the point anyway. I'm not looking to buy their service. I just would like to get on their tower. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to... I forgot how I left things over my bench over there. I guess I'll get back to the transponder issue and see if I can... I need to get a hold of Randy if this transponder is not working and try another one over here. I guess I'll go look at the manual, make sure I'm not missing some inputs that it wants to actually work. So I know it normally has an altitude encoder, but it shouldn't require that to work, to, you know, to reply in non-altitude mode. So it's not replying at all right now, that's for sure. So, all right, well, have a safe travel back up home, and I hope everything turns out all right, and that he won't suffer too much, and we'll talk with you later. Thanks for dropping me a note. Let me know you're on. So take care and drive safely. W2JKT, WB4EAM, listen for your final and I'll be clear. I'm sorry, look at that. See, I just faulted right back to it, K4JMA.
I'll chuckle when I heard the WB4 come out, but yeah, all right, Martin, we'll have a good day and have fun with your project there. I got about 35 to go on 85 here before I get off and lose a repeater anyway. So we'll catch you later. I'll let you know how things go with Ben. 73, talk to you later. This is W2JKT Mobile.
W2JKT, W4DJW. Sorry about that.
Time to speak. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you? Are you off work already at 2:38?
Apparently the XYL sent me a text that the younger kid probably broke his arm at school, so she's got him in urgent care, and I'm headed home to run around and pick up, you know, ice pack and children's Motrin and all that stuff and meet them at the house. So, yeah, interesting afternoon. I had to leave work a little early today.
Oh, well, I hope all that turns out okay. I didn't realize that it was a have-to situation. Anyway, hope he's okay. I just heard you on the radio and thought it's at 2:30 and not used to hearing you at that time of the day. But anyway, good luck with that. I hope it turns out not to be too bad.
I appreciate that. I hope so, too. It's a really bad time because we're taking the kids, you know, his birthday is middle of March, and we're taking both of the kids to a water park in Charlotte, Wolf Lodge. And if he can't swim, it's going to be a really bad trip for him.
Are you sure it's broken, or is it? Could it be sprained, or is it? Have they been to the doctor already, or the hospital?
Now I haven't gotten a text about whether the X-rays have come back yet or not, so I don't know. But he did break his arm last year, and it looks exactly the same. You know, like the swelling and the red and blue and the veins sticking out a little bit and stuff like that when he broke his elbow last summer. So it's looking like it's probably broken.
Well, he's going to hate that if he has to sit on the sidelines while everybody else is in the water park. Said he's going to hate that if he has to sit on the sidelines while everybody else is having fun in the water park.
I have other things to do there, but I'm not sure what they'll let him do if he's got a cast on his arm, especially if it's only 2 weeks out from the injury, you know, because it's only, it's 2 weeks when we're going, so I don't know. Well, I guess we'll know more once the doctors get a look at the x-rays and stuff and figure out what's going on with him.
All right, well, I won't keep you. I just thought I'd say hello because I heard you at an odd time of the day. And good luck again. I hope everything turns out okay. W2JKT, W4DJW.
I got plenty of time. What have you been up to lately?
Just working with electronics. Johnny and I were putting together for our prototype repeater. We have a, I think I've talked to you about that before. We've got a Mophie router to be able to log into the repeater when it's up on Caesar's Head. And we're putting it in a, we're doing it better than ad hoc, throw it together in a box. You know what I mean? Putting it in a waterproof container and putting waterproof connectors on all of that stuff and putting a backplane in there and putting fuses on both the, what does he call that thing? Where you snap in all of the fuses onto a bus bar. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that all free setting fuses or do you have to climb up there and replace them?
Say again?
Being self-resetting fuses, like self-resetting circuit breakers, or are they actually wire fuses?
No, they're maxi fuses. And the way he's building the boxes is so that, you know, you can reuse the box. Like if you want to put a radio in it that transmits 100 watts, you can. Right? It's got a backplane, and then it's got this rail that's got all these, I forget what he calls these things, that snap onto the rail. And then your maxi fuse plugs into that. And then they've got bus bars that go across and connect the ones together. So if you got like 12-volt bus on one side and a 5-volt bus on the other side and a common ground, you'd have three buses. And you've got fuses for everything, inputs and outputs. So each and negative side and positive side. So you don't get any loop. There's no ground loops or anything like that. Does that sound familiar?
I understand what you're doing, but I don't think you ever went into the design with great detail with me, but it sounds like a fun project.
It is. It's a professional way of doing electronics in a box, right? He does the same thing for the repeater on Caesar's Head. He's been doing that forever. So he does that for a living. That's the kind of thing he knows how to do, and he's got all the tools. There's like 50 different crimping tools that you have to put different ends on different wires, and there's big, huge, 100-watt soldering irons, and there's little, tiny, delicate soldering irons. So he goes from one end of the spectrum to the other, and he does a really good job at it. But it does take a lot of patience to. But once you do it, it's very rewarding. Once you build it the right way, rather than just putting a whole bunch of junk in a box.
When things are dressed well and neatly mounted and neatly wire routed and stuff like that, so it's definitely nice to see that. Where is this repeater going to go? Is it going to replace an existing repeater up there, or is it going to be a new one?
Well, it's been up there in the past. It was there the year COVID hit, that that fall, we put it up there for, and it's a replacement for the one that we're talking on right now and for the one on Parrish Mountain. And the one that we have is just a prototype. It was put in a Pelican case, and if the club, we used it for a week and decided, no, we used it for a month, a little over a month. It ran into January. It was all of December and part of January. And you could link to the 8.2 repeater from the 6.1 repeater by pressing DTMF tones. And the club said, yeah, we want one of those. So we were going to build one, but then COVID hit and all that went down the drain. Well, that prototype repeater is still here and the Mophie rider is still here. So we've got to get all that stuff spun back up again and, replace it, because those analog repeaters that we're using now, you can't get them anymore, and parts are getting hard to find for them. The one that's over at Parrish Mountain, you can't find any parts for it.
Breyer's meeting several years ago with the Clemson folks, and you guys were talking about your low stock on spare boards for the 610 machine and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a good thing to get that updated to something you can still work on and fix and maintain if you need to, because, you know, you're right. You know, those old repeaters, you can't get parts for them anymore. And with everything going narrowband digital, you know, no, I mean, people don't even make analog machines anymore. So you kind of have to just roll your own.
And we've got the makings of that already, because the prototype repeater uses three 2-meter radios that you're probably familiar with, Kenwood's TM-V71A. Those are really, really good mobile. Those are kind of like a D710. That's like, you know, one of the best radios you can get for a mobile rig. And mobile rigs have better receivers than repeaters because you're out mobile. They've got to be better, right? And a repeater doesn't have to be that good because it's sitting up on top of a mountain. So they worked really good. And when you use three of those, one for the control radio, one for the transmit radio, and one for the receive radio, well, you've got, they're dual VFOs. So you've got two radios in every single radio. So that's six radios. And you've got two sides for each one of them. So you got like a dozen radios. If one of your receivers was to go out, you could swap radios and keep right on going. And you could do that like three times or four times, and you wouldn't be impacted. And all of that stacked up together is still less than the cost of one single repeater. That's about half the price of a single repeater. So you're getting about 10 times the value when you do it that way. And we're not the only club doing it. We're using a Raspberry Pi running SVX Link. SVX Link is a way to make repeaters out of computers, right? It's a software program that is a repeater program, and it works really good. You can do just about anything you want to do with it, including redirect audio. That's how we did the linking between 6.1 and 8.2.
Fun project, something I'd like to do. I recently got my D-Star machine put back up in Shelby where I live now, but I've been talking with Martin about maybe doing a GMRS repeater or maybe doing some other kind of thing up by my place. So, yeah, that sounds fun. You know, throw some pictures up on the website if you haven't already. I'll see if I can go take a look at it.
Okay, I think we already have, I think I've got a PowerPoint of it that I could send you. If I can dig it up, it was what was presented to the club many years ago. You might have already, it might ring some bells. You might have already seen it. But I can't wait to get back to it, especially since now I don't have to work and I got all kinds of free time. And I have to wait on those guys that are still having to work, but that's okay. We're getting other things. We're getting the little peripheral stuff around the edges done until they can free up some time and get back to work on it, you know, like we were before COVID.
Yeah, you know my call sign. You can look me up. My email is good on QRZ. So, yeah, I look forward to that. But I'm getting up here, exit 75, and I'm starting to get a little hard to hear the repeater. So I'll say 73, Dave. I'm glad you checked in. It's been a long time since we talked. And hopefully I'll run into you again sometime here pretty soon. W4DJW, this is W2JKT, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, good talking to you too, Eric. Din rail is what this is the term I was trying to think of. It's got a din rail on a black plane. And circuit protectors on the din rail. Anyway, I'll take some pictures of that too and send it to you in a text message or in an email or something like that so that you can get to them. Anyway, hope your son turns out to be okay. I'd hate to hear if he can't play at the water park. Might have to do change of plans. That would be torture. Anyway, take care. Good luck. W2JKT, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
For DJW, AA1RD.
AA1RD, W4DJW. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Dave. I just wanted to mention, your mic volume seems very low to me. The last few times I've heard you on the repeater, it seems like you might want to have somebody listen and you maybe make an adjustment on that. Anyway, it was good seeing you earlier today, and I hope you have a good afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that, and I had no idea. I'm looking over there. It's got one of those VU meters, and it's not going up very high. I did crank it up a little bit more, but it's still not going up very high. And there's the mute button. Did that little bit that I cranked it up any, does that make any difference?
Difference from my vantage point, yeah. It could still stand a little more, but that helped a lot.
Okay. There's another eighth of a turn on the main. So that was on the input. Yeah, the input was number one. And the main, I went up another eighth to give it a little bit more.
Shape. That sounds much better, Dave. Take care now. Talk to you soon. And I sent out a text message. You might want to take a look at it. But very good. You take care now. And I'll talk to you down the road. AA1RD clear with W4DJW.
All right, Bob, and I do appreciate you telling me that because it's like Gary says all the time, if somebody doesn't tell me, I don't know. So I really do appreciate that. AA1RD, W4DJW, clear and listening.
For DJW, KF4NXY.
KF4NXY, W4DJW. Hey, David, how are you? How's Miss Marie?
She's doing pretty good. Getting a heart procedure set up for her. About the middle of March. I forget the fancy word for it, but they go in there, run a cathode in, and they kind of stop part of the heart muscle to get it where it beats like it ought to, stops the arrhythmia, I think's the word for it, that's going on.
Yes, I'm very familiar with that, too familiar with that. We were thinking mine have to go to that place, too, but I was getting to where I was missing medicine, not even realizing that I wasn't taking it. Because, you know, you're downstairs, the medicine's upstairs, and it goes off and says you got to go take it. And then you say, okay, I'll take it when I get upstairs. And when you get upstairs, that's the last thing on your mind. So anyway, I found a way to get around that, and now it's gone away again. I guess she's gone through those kind of phases already, huh?
She's, you know, gone about as far as she can with the medication. It's, you know, even taking different doses and different times of the day, it's just not doing what it's, you know, designed to do. Her heart rate sometimes will drop down to 35 or 40, and then a few minutes later it shot up to 140, so... You know, that ain't good. She don't feel too good when it's doing that.
I understand that. I have it go up that high, like up to, I've had it up to 160, 180, and it just makes you feel really bad because when it's doing that, it's not pumping any blood, right? It's not. You're not getting oxygen to your blood, and that feels like you're running a marathon even though you're not doing anything. So I feel for her. I don't know what it feels like when it goes too low, but I know what it feels like when it goes too high. But anyway, tell her she's in our thoughts and prayers, and hopefully everything will turn out okay, and it'll get a whole lot better.
She's got a real good doctor, and I think the procedure will go fine, and she'll get the feeling a lot better.
What else you got going on this morning, or this afternoon now? Yeah, it's already 3 o'clock. Man, this day's flying by.
It's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm sitting out here under the gazebo. I got a little mag mount antenna on top of it and got a little old Kenwood dual bander handy talkie hooked up and just been listening. And anyway, going to go pick up some rope that my brother-in-law bought for my pontoon this afternoon. He ought to be home 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we've got us a fishing trip planned toward the end of April.
What kind of fishing? You like trout out of a river, or are you doing something out of a lake, or are you going deep sea fishing?
We get together, about four or five of us get together and rent a cabin down there at Lake Russell State Park. It's not a whole lot of development down there. It's a good lake to fish at. And we'll go out at night and do some crappy fishing.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't done the lake fishing that much. When I was on the lake, it was usually in a boat doing skiing with other teenagers. My dad got tired of his boat, and they told me I could take it anytime I wanted to, and I'd go every weekend to Lake Hartwell, and a bunch of us would go skiing. And never did break his boat. Always brought it back, and it was in good shape. But I had a good time doing that, but I wasn't fishing. But I did like river fishing for trout and deep sea fishing for whatever you get when out in the Gulf of Mexico. That was fun too. A whole team of us that worked the same shift at Michelin did that. Like there was, I don't know, about 30 of us that got on a rent that chartered a fishing boat that went out in the Gulf. And you take one of those big styrofoam cups that's, you know, like about a foot tall. You put it on your hook, and you'd let the sinker carry it all the way down to the bottom, and then they were electric reels. You'd key the reel up, and it'd come all the way back to the top, and that styrofoam cup that was a foot tall is the size of the thing you put on the end of your thumb that women use for sewing. You know what I'm talking about? That's how little it was. It's tiny, like an inch tall, going from a foot tall to an inch tall.
Deep sea fishing a few times, my brother-in-law Charlie had a good sized boat in a little area down there, Mexico Beach. Yeah, that was the name of this area. And a friend of his from work had a house down there, a little small house. Did several times with him. And you're right, what you just ain't no telling what you're going to pull out the ocean.
That was a lot of fun. The guy that organized ours, his name was Charlie too. Charlie Mooney. He used to make his own beer, and he called it Mooney Brew. he had a still and everything in his basement. But one of the things when we went deep sea fishing, we did it a few times, and there's always a few of them that you dedicate one end of the boat for, and they're over there laying on their bellies feeding the fish. You know what I mean? They can't take the sea. Their sea legs go out from underneath of them, and as long as you stay away from them, you're fine. But if you get around them, you start seeing what they do, and it starts affecting you, and you may become one of them if you're not careful. You know what I'm talking about? Did I lose you, David? I think I lost you. KF4NXY, W4DJW. You still there, David? Nothing heard. W4DJW, clear.
DJW.